from radioinfo.com.au. It's Tuesday, the 17th of March. Hi, I'm Brad Smart, and thanks for joining me. Here's what people are talking about today. Metro radio has become a cottage industry. End of an era as the Red Wave brands disappear. And high-powered open narrowcast licenses up for grabs. I'll have the details of these stories and other issues affecting the industry in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Back in the early days of radio, programs were originated from people's homes until the stations started to grow. Well, it looks like coronavirus has sent us back to those days. 2GB's Alan Jones and Ray Hadley are now broadcasting their programs from their own properties. And in Melbourne, 3AW has rigged up a temporary studio in Ross Stevenson's home, from where Ross and John Burns now do their breakfast show. At Nova in Sydney, Smallsy's been filling in for Fitzy and Whipper, while engineers have been fitting out their homes so they could do breakfast remotely from this morning. Fitzy and Whipper were tested for the coronavirus last week after they came in contact with Smooth FM's Richard Wilkins, who has now been confirmed as positive. The Red Wave media stations throughout regional Western Australia are no more. Their Red FM and Spirit FM branding has gone the way of the dodo. Red stations are now Hit FM and Spirit Triple M. 8 regional areas and numerous mine sites throughout WA have been affected by the move. SCA Chief Executive Grant Blackley says it's exciting to see the new branding come to life in northern Western Australia. 2 new high-powered open narrowcast licences will go on the block and are likely to be hotly sought after. One is an AM on 747 kHz in Gosford and the other 104.3 in Hobart. ACMA's looking for applications for those interested in providing narrowcast programming to those two areas. If more than one application is received for either license, it'll be awarded to the highest bidder at an auction. For full details on these stories, go to the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Other stories attracting industry attention today. High-profile figures are starting to show up testing positive to coronavirus. Smooth FM's Richard Wilkins is the latest. Wilkins met with Rita Wilson briefly after her performance at the Opera House in Sydney a week ago. While he's tested positive, he's told Alan Jones that he doesn't have any symptoms and is awaiting further tests.
Went to see them at the Opera House, or went to see her at the Opera House on Saturday night. Went backstage briefly, and when I say briefly, I mean 2 or 3 minutes. I had to get up early the next morning. Someone took a selfie, they sent it to me, I put it up on Twitter. When all hell broke loose on Thursday, when they, you know, declared that they'd been tested positive, I thought, and the management at the Today Show at Channel 9 thought, you should go and get tests. I really? They said, yeah, well, you know, kind of did it to be sure. Went along, and having done the test, you know, you've got to wait for the result. And then last night I got the news, and you know, bang, it certainly takes the wind out of your sails.
But, I mean, people are carrying on, aren't they, as I've said, as if their arms and their legs are going to fall off.
There are two sides to it, aren't there? If there are people like me wandering around with no symptoms, then that's a scary thought. But then again, if I'm what it looks like, if you get the thing, then, you know, it's not so bad. You know, if this is, I'm taking another test in 2 or 3 days, I think they said. And if I show negative then I have another one 24 hours later and I'm fine. That's my coronavirus experience done and dusted, and I'll never get it again, they think.
An opinion piece written by Radio Info columnist Jen Sederhelm says that in the current coronavirus crisis, radio is being listened to by a whole lot of people who haven't tuned in for a long time. Sederhelm believes that with people being self-isolated, they now have plenty of time on their hands and want to know what's going on. She describes these times as unexpected halcyon days for radio. It's an article that I recommend you take the time to read in full. Applications have opened for the 2020 Brian White Scholarship. Final year broadcast, media, communications and journalism students are eligible to enter. The 10 finalists will attend a one-day workshop and meet with radio news directors from ARN, Nova, SCA and Nine Radio. Coming up next, we'll find out who's putting a positive spin on an old radio brand.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, sometimes things just have to change. Melbourne's 89.9 Light FM hired an external consultant to give them a more positive spin on the station. What they've come up with is 89.9 The Light, and the change happened yesterday. Operated by Positive Media, the Christian community station will also embrace a new positioning statement, Positive Radio. And in media moves, Nick Fergus is leaving Nine Radio to work in the US. He's been producer of the Ray Hadley Morning Show and head of digital content for 2GB and 4BC. If you happen to be looking for a new gig and you fit the bill, Nova in Melbourne is looking for a commercial producer. Applications close 17th of April, so check out the details on the website. Well, thanks for your company today. I'll be here with your morning briefing again tomorrow. And to see what's happening in radio at any time, check out Australia's trusted radio information source, radioinfo.com.au.